On the morning of November 9, Sunningdale Elementary School held its traditional Remembrance Day ceremony in the school's gym to remind students of the sacrifices made by Canadian soldiers in defense of their freedom. The ceremony took place at 10:15 a.m., following an earlier visit by representatives of the Friends of the Forces Fellowship, who arrived at the school for a 9 a.m. flag planting event. "We talk about the significance of Remembrance Day. Why we're here, and we really instill that the silence is how we show our respect," said Durston McKenna, Sunningdale's vice principal. "It's an important day. Again, maybe the children don't fully understand, but yesterday we did a practice and explained the silence and not clapping after each presentation," he explained. "We just want to instill how our small act of remembrance can go a long way and to remember those who have fallen for our freedoms." To MC the ceremony, two grade 8 students, Haley Lawson and Cole Rechka, took the podium and guided the audience through each separate presentation. A special uniformed guest was also in attendance. Carrie Seal, an active service member with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, and parent to one of the students at the school, wore her red RCMP dress uniform and stood alongside Sergeant Jim Wadeson, who wore the blue uniform of the Royal Canadian Air Force. McKenna began by addressing the audience and explained the meaning behind students gathering in the spirit of remembrance, followed by three grade 7 students reading the poem, In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. Following the memorial poem, Sergeant Jim Wadeson, who is the father to two of the students at the school and an active service member with the Canadian Forces Snowbirds, gave a few words about his history with the Canadian military. Sergeant Wadeson had originally served in the Canadian Navy, and in 2008 he switched to the Royal Canadian Air Force and was posted to Trenton, Ont. Following this he was posted to Comox, BC in 2014, and then to Canadian Forces Base 15 Wing in August 2022. During his service in the Air Force, Sergeant Wadeson worked on aircraft including the C-130 Hercules and C-130J Super Hercules transport planes. In addition to his message of remembrance and glimpse into the career of a military service member, Sergeant Wadeson made another significant announcement at the ceremony. "It was just announced on Friday, November 3, that next year my dream is realized, that I will be the crew chief for next year's Snowbirds team," he said. "So, I will get to fly all around North America, hoping to inspire children of your age to have a dream, and to pursue it. Never give up on anything that you want to do," he told the students. Following Sergeant Wadeson's address, the school's 485 students sang together, thereby creating a solemn and reflective atmosphere in the gymnasium. "Traditionally, we have a song here called Children Together. It's a song about the significance of children having education of this day's purpose, and having the knowledge to change the future," McKenna said. The message delivered to the students following the song was positive and encouraging. "Children are the future decision makers, and it's up to them to do what is right in the world. It's a powerful moment," McKenna reflected. The room now fell silent as students, staff, and guests listened to the last post, and respectfully gave a moment of silence in memory of those who fought and died for the freedom of all Canadians. After a final address, two student representatives from each class laid a wreath, followed by guests, a representative of the Royal 99C Cadet Corps, and members of the Girl Guides of Canada. "In a world where hatred is in the news each day, let the children show us the way," read the message in the lyrics to the song, Children Together, summarizing the spirit of reflection and forward-looking hope felt at the ceremony. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.